Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This week, I am in the Neon Museum of St. Louis with the founder, Deborah Caton. Deborah, thanks for inviting me in. What a cool spot.
Well, thank you so much for coming to see it. And we are proud to be here. Just hit our second year.
I bet a lot of people don't know that you're here at the intersection kind of Grand and Shodo, next to the rallies. And It's a cool space with lots of things we can talk about here. So I'm going to start with, how did you come up with this idea? When did it start? You said a couple years ago.
So it started in 2021. I am a sculptor. I was transplanted to St. Louis through graduate school at Washington University. And this is a project that happened to keep myself busy. It happened after COVID.
Keep yourself busy. Was it something about neon that you were fascinated with?
I have a studio and it shares property with Atomic Neon and Glass. And the proprietor there, Doc Atomic, he had been my neon instructor about 25, 26 years ago.
I'm sorry, wait, hold on. A neon instructor.
Correct.
I love that.
He taught me how to bend tubing. I've always been a glass blower since undergrad and a lamp worker, where I chaired the glass department at Craft Alliance for quite a long time. And I had met Tom there, and he needed some neon instructors to teach at the Ford plant in a double-wide trailer up in Florissant. So I learned to bend tubing, and I was working with neon, and then when I didn't have easy access, it disappeared a little bit from my practice. And then when my studio moved and I had close proximity, I started working in neon and incorporating it in my sculpture as an additional material to the other materials I'm using.
Well, before we go any farther, before we go any further, let's get a definition of neon.
So neon is one of our noble gases. We have neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and helium. And neon is a red gas lit up in a clear tube. And we use other gases, mostly just the neon and argon. Can I say that? Mostly just the neon and argon. The argon is blue inside the tube, and the other colors come from a phosphorescent powder coating that is inside the tubing when we purchase it.
And it seems appropriate to have a neon museum in the city of St. Louis, which is along Route 66, which is, of course, famous for all its neon.
Now, we are on Route 66, so we are on the historic route directly on the way from Illinois to California. And yes, we're really excited that I think we're the only neon museum directly on the route, although of course the route is filled with neon. So.
Right. So tell me a little bit about what you have in here. There are many different stories, right, and many different pieces, but
we're an intersection of history and art and science when you come in here, and it's visually stimulating and enticing, and nobody leaves here unhappy.
So I would imagine that to be true. So there's some contemporary pieces that are by local artists, correct?
Actually, yes, by local artists. We've also got national artists now that are sending work. So in the recent show, Noble Gas and Glass, we have two Pennsylvania artists represented. We have another piece from an East Coast artist that had started the Neon Museum of Philadelphia, which was a big impetus in changing the pop-up gallery into a educational and historical representative space as well as showing contemporary work.
So in addition to the artistic pieces, I guess they're all artistic in some way, but some of them are historical. For example, there's a My Schnooks Brings It Home sign. Tell me about that.
So for me, that's very exciting because Schnooks is such a big part of St. Louis, and that is the original sign that was made in 1983 for two commercials. So again, that was acquired just as we were opening it as a museum, and that really placed us, I guess, in St. Louis and our first piece of historic St. Louis art.
And you have other pieces that you've gathered since then?
Our newest acquisitions we're extremely excited about are the orange park signs that used to hang in Grand Center. We have one hanging inside the building.
It's huge.
Yes, it actually complements the airplane hanging on the other side of the building.
Yeah, there's actually the airplane is hanging right above us.
And the other part of that sign, both signs were donated by the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, but it's a 23-foot arrow that is in the process of being restored, and we are getting permits to put it on top of the building, so as you come down the street, you can tell where we are.
So before LED lighting, businesses would use neon for their signs. So, for example, in the corner there, you have a thank you sign, which you said came from a car wash?
Yeah, when you would drive through the wash, you would have signs that may say pull forward, maybe underwash. So on all of the old car washes, the signs were made with neon. That's where you got your nice color, and you can flash it. And so we got the last one in a series of five. It was the end sign that says thank you, and I just love it, and the green color in it is kind of what I like to say, delicious.
It's delicious for sure. You also have a kaleidoscope.
Resident kaleidoscope. A lot of the museum is about seeing things in a different way, looking at things differently. And the kaleidoscope is a fun thing to look through, but when you take photos through it with your camera, you realize that the lens sees things you can't, that there's more to meets the eye.
Yeah, I will be posting photos on Instagram, SJKMOX, for that, because you took a picture while I was putting my head in the kaleidoscope. It's really neat. And there are some other things here that aren't just simply neon, right?
So we also have plasma. Plasma effect happens when you fill a container with neon, like you would see at the Science Center when you touch it, the wiggly bits of gas are attracted to your fingers. And we have different shapes and containers and pieces of art, including one by an artist named Matt Reinch, where the plasma light is hooked up to a soundboard so you can see what the sound is of the electricity.
Yeah, so the vibrations have a frequency.
The vibrations of the plasma have a frequency, and it's sound.
It's just sound.
I don't know why I stopped there.
We don't need the whole. It's just, it sounds cool.
Frequency is sound.
Right.
That's what it is. So when you hook it up to the soundboard, you can actually hear those vibrations, the frequency it gives out. It becomes an instrument.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's you stick your head in there. When your head is sticking out of it, you can't really hear, but if you lean in, then you can hear all these beep, 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 you know,
yeah,
sounds.
Yeah, he actually made a piece where you can control the notes.
Wow.
But he took it away about 2 years ago to tweak it.
He hasn't brought it back.
Not yet, but maybe he will soon.
So, what kinds of events do you have here?
Well, we have open nights for the public, and that's when we do our tours. We host events during the day. We'll give group tours to different organizations that will call, either an assisted living or a walking group or high school, things like that. But we also rent the space out. You can see information about that on our website, which is neonmuseumstl.com.
That would be a neat party to have in here. It would, this is a great space for a party. You have all the ornamentation that you would possibly need.
And also, don't want to forget to mention that all of the artists' work, the contemporary work, is for sale. The Neon Museum takes just a small cut from the profits, and it goes to keeping the artists able to pursue their craft.
That's great. Now, what event or events do you have coming up that people might want to know about that they could attend?
So definitely check our social media, and we have openings. The next opening is going to be on the 22nd of this month, and it is a neon clock exhibition. The clock show will be up for a few months, so you won't miss it. And so just check and see what is going on at the time. We like to have what's called happening, so every once in a while someone may sponsor an evening where a happening will happen, maybe some performance art. Also, some evenings coming up this new year, be doing some art projects. So in February, if you come, you'll be able to make your own Valentine's card with
that
admission.
Fun.
Yeah, should be.
Well, it is fun. This place is fun to be in. I imagine at night, we're here in the day, I imagine at night the effect is stronger.
Yeah, there's some magic that happens. We're in a building that was designed as a showcase showroom for antique and classic motorcycles. So we have four overhead glass doors on one side and a glass, pretty much the whole glass wall for the front of the building. And when you're inside, it feels like you're inside a kaleidoscope. So that's what the reflections, it's pretty incredible.
One of the pieces up there is from the City Museum, is that what you said?
Well, we have some tubes that decorate our mezzanine, and those were all from Bill Christman's studio. And at one point, he had lit 8 floors of the City Museum's hall stairwell with them.
And some of them are here now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
neat. We got about 200 of them.
Wow.
And putting them up here was amazing. I can't imagine how much work it took to hook them up to the stairs. And then you have to hook it up, all the electric up, and run them with transformers. So it's not just getting them there and putting them in like you would. So now we have LEDs for that.
Yeah, right. Deborah, do you still create your own work?
Yes, I'm an active sculptor. I have my master's from Wash U. That's how I ended up here. And I show at different galleries. Right now I have a piece at a gallery in Wainscott, New York, called the Tripoli Gallery. And I've had shows around St. Louis, so people probably may have seen them in the art world.
And you have pieces in here.
And I have pieces in here. Too big for my studio and too big for my home.
Yeah. Well, at least you have a place to put them and display them and share them with everyone. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Just everybody come on down, have a look, and we are always looking for sponsors.
Sponsors? And how does that work?
We have levels of sponsorship, so people,
just to help
businesses,
pay the bills and all that
kind
of stuff.
And they go on our advertising, things like that.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.